We are learning Masechta Suvos Daf Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting 11 lines from the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. But to that, it's a new sugya, the sugya of Sheva Brachas. Omar Bichel be Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Abar Zavda, Omar Rav. Achas Basula v'achas Amona Tuna Bracha. Both a Basula that gets married, or even an Amona that gets married, needs Brichas Chasanim, which is what we call a Brichas Sheva Brachas. Umi Omar Rav Huna Hachi, Hakei Rav Huna says, even Amona needs a Bracha. Oh, even Amona needs a bracha. Amar Rav Huna, Amona ain't a tuna bracha. Amona does not need a bracha. It's just a kostira. Rav Huna says, Amona tuna bracha. Here it's Amona ain't a tuna bracha. Everything more like Kasha, Kamba bracha shenosa Amona, Kamba almoin shenosa Amona. There's a difference. A bracha that marries Amona, there they have a full shower brachas, full 7 days of shower brachas. Which we'll see what this means exactly. Right now, the Gemara is saying is, Kamba bracha shenosa Amona has a bracha. Kamba Almin Shnosa Almona that has no bracha. That's what we're learning right now. Because the first is Tuna Bracha, ain't Tuna Bracha. Tuna Bracha is a case where it was a Bachar that married Almona. So you have one of them who was never married. And Kalva Chaimer, a case where it was a Almon that married a Basula. And Kamba Almin Shnosa Almona, if it's an Almon that married Almona, there ain't a Tuna Bracha. We'll see what that means in a second. Pray to Gemara, but Almon Shnosa Almona, Loi doesn't need any Bracha at all. How do you know that you need 10 people for Shavu Brachas? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, by Boyaz, when Boyaz married Rus, it says, he brought 10 people to sit in. What do you need 10 people for? Teretz is to make Shavu Brachas. You see, you need 10 people. And what was the story there? Boyaz, it was Boyaz marrying Rus, who was Almona. And Tosis on Amud Beis speaks out that even though Rus was married to Machloin when she was a goy, so she's not really a Amona, but since she was married to someone and she's a Bula, that's called Amona. So you see that even an Amon that married Amona has Sheva Brachas. Teres is what we just spoke out before. My into the Bracha, Dom Rav Huna, into the Bracha called Sheva, Avayoy Mechatuna Bracha, which means like this. Rav Huna says, Echas Amona, Avachas Basula, Tuna Bracha, means Sheva Bracha, 7 days. 7 days of Sheva Brachas. 7 days of Sheva Brachas. Masha Inkein, Almoin that marries Almona is one day of Bracha. So if it's one of them is single, one of them was a Basula or a Bachar, then it's Sheva Brachas all 7 days. Masha Inkein, if it's Almoin that married Almona, it's 1 day of Sheva Brachas and that's it. Ein Tuna Bracha means that Ein Tuna Bracha called Shiva, but Yoim Echa Tuna Bracha. Right, the Gemara, Elohad, the Tanya, Olintan, the Braisa. There's two things really. There's brachos, there's the Sheva Brachos 7 days. Another thing is simcha. You have to mesameach your wife for 7 days. You can't do malacha, you can't go to work. But those 7 days of Sheva Brachos, not doing Sheva Brachos. And it says in the Braisa we learned before, Shoktu Chacham on the Konos Beis Yisrael, she sameach him agil yomim. Chacham was Shemar on the Konos Beis Yisrael and said, you have to mesameach 3 days. But my, what are we talking about? Iba Bachar, if it's one of Bachar that married Almano, Ha'armit Shiva. We said it's 7 days of Sheva Brachas. That means it's 7 days of Simcha also. Iba Amona, Harmed Yamecha, it's 1 day. So what's this 3 day business? So Gemara says, two mahalchim, but they both mahalchim don't argue with each other. Iba Yisemim ba'almoin, Yom Echad lebracha v'shloish lo Simcha. One teretz is like this. The almoin, Yom Echad lebracha, but still you need shloish lo Simcha. Iba Yisemim be'bachar, Shiva lebracha v'shloish lo Simcha. A bachar has 7 days of Sheva Brachas, but Bracha of Simcha is only 3 days. Which means like this. The Lekul Yama is then Simcha 3 days for a Almana, and the Almana. That's it. Only 3 days. For Basula, it's 7 days. For Almana, it's 3 days. The Shaila is how to learn the Braisa. What's it talking about? Either it's talking about the Almoin, that even though it's Yom Echad the Bracha, still three l'simcha, or the bachar, talking about a bachar that's a shiva and still shloish l'simcha. But either way, there's no machlekes over here, according to the Ran brings down, that avada, the whole thing is only 3 days. Almona only has 3 days of simcha. Which means like this. The gavi sheva brachas, a bachar marries a psula, a bachar marries a almona, a psula marries a almoin. There is 7 days of sheva brachas. Almoin to almona is 1 day of sheva brachas. Regarding Simcha, if she is Almana, there's only 3 days of Simcha, because you only have to smeach your wife for 3 days in the case where, in that case where she's only, which is Almana. Like, it's like the Ran speaks out that The honey tray list loy pligi. If he has brings down a machlekes about this, one man the holds honey tray list loy pligi adadi. Hook a leka amana the yaseira l'simcha megimel. V'apishus lo bacher. V'stoma the bride sa hakimash. Like Tony shoktu chachamat konas beis shav. Like mafik when this is the alma and this is the bacher. Am a leka amana the yaseira megimel l'simcha. So that's that. That's what comes out in this Gemara. The Arishayim will argue, and they say that maybe the two of Bayis Amos argue each other. But we're going to go with that pshat. So the Gemara writes, "Meisvei mevarchim tapa amam beis mevarchim lebsula shiva." You make shiva brachas for bsula for 7 days. Or amono yemech one day. My lab fill amono shis is lebacher. Sounds like amono is always only one day. Even it's married to a bacher. I was just saying before amono married to a bacher because Rav Huna said achas bsula achas amono. So he said, Amon married to Bacha has 7 days of Shav Brachas. My life film Amon is to Bacha. Loi la Almoin. The Amon is married to Almoin. That's the case of Yemecha. Afraid to Gemara, Avala Bacha, my Shiva, but is married to Bacha 7. Yochi listi, Mevarcha la Psula Shiva, Ula Amon is to Bacha Shiva. You should write that there's two, in the Brice, there's two ways to have Shiva. Either Psula Shiva or Amon is to Bacha Shiva. And then Ula Amon that's married to Almoin Yemecha. Why don't you speak out clear? Tomorrow says Milsa Psik Tiktani. The Lekka Basula, the Bats of Shiva. There is no Basula which is less than 7 days of Shav Brachas. Lekka Amana, the Bats of Yechad. There's no Amana less than 1 day. But Avada, is it possible for Amana to have 7 days Shav Brachas? How is that possible? When you're married to a Bachar. And like we spoke out, that also if it's a Basula married to an Almain also, there's 7 days of Shav Brachas. Gufa. Omer of Nachman, Omli Huna Banasin. Tana, Menayel Birchas Chasana Ba'asara. How do you know that Birchas Chasana needs 10 people? Needs a million. Shenema, Vayikach Asara Anoshim Azik Deir V'yema Shavu Poi. It says by Boaz that he gathered 10 people together in order to make Shav Brachas. It doesn't say it first in the Pasuk. It says when he got married, he gathered 10 people. Why he gathered 10 people? It must be for Shav Brachas. There is a Tosis here that brings down from Sechtas Kala that it brings down that by, this is by Varuch Hu Es Rivka in the parish by Lavan, it says, by Varuch Hu Es Rivka, when Eliezer picked up Rivka for a wife, for Yitzchak, it says, by Varuch Hu Es Rivka, v'yemulah, achaseinu at hayi la'alfi revava. So it says there, it was Sheva Brachas, Birchas Erison. And it says there, maybe you need 10 people there, because there was 10 people with 10 gemalim. But Tosfos handles this, it says, just a smach to ba'alma, it's not my first. Akapodim, we see from here by Boaz, the first man the Yama learns that from Boaz is Makar to 10. Rabbi Vos is different Makar, Am Hachman, different Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't tell him, Makahelos, Baruchu, Elekim, Hashem, Makar Yisrael. We darshan like this, that Makar Yisrael is Birchas Makar. Klai Yisrael starting as a bracha there. And you say, Baruchu, Elekim, Hashem, Makar Yisrael, Birchas Makar. It needs a Kahal, B'Makahelos. And a Kahal is at least 10. What's the raya? Because it says the pasuk hakel es ha'eda, and so hakel means ha'eda, and ha'eda is at least 10. So akaponim, you see, you need 10. That's a Ravo's drasha. So Rav Nachman's drasha that he holds that it's from Boaz, and Ravo holds from this pasuk makhelis baruch velakim Hashem mekar yisrael pasuk katilim. Rav Nachman b'haikra the Ravo my daros be. What does Rav Nachman do? His pasuk makhelis baruch es Hashem baruch velakim Hashem mekar yisrael. What is it with this pasuk? Zok the Gemara boiler like Thailand and a brisa. Here may Omer, my nine to full Ubrum Shmei Iman Omroshira Yom. How do you know that even the fetuses, the Ubrum, in the mother's stomach, sang Shira together with Klai Yisrael Shnemar b'Makhelos Baruch Hu Elikim Hashem Mekar Yisrael. That even the babies Mekar Yisrael inside the womb, they said Shira. How do you know it's talking about Shira over there? So Mepharshim say because the past that parish in Tehillim that kapitel Samaches it has in Yonit Tzius Mitzrayim Ayin Sham and Matan Taira. So that's what we know. This pasuk is referring to Shira Sayam, that the Ubrim also sang Shira Sayam. So that's what Rav Nachman does with this pasuk Ravo. The Idach, Ravo says no. And can let me call him a beten. Should I say a beten Yisrael? My makar, aliski makar. On the asokim of makar, makar means the foundation of Klai Yisrael, which is getting married. That's why he thinks it means the Shavu Brachos. Rav Avo, what is it with the pasuk by Boaz? Rav Avo, b'hai kod Rav Nachman my daros. But Rav Avo learns out the lach of 10 people, a minyan, v'shev brachas. He learns it out from the pasuk of Makahelois. What does he do with the pasuk of Rav Nachman by Boaz? My daros, midrash amayni v'lay minus. Before Boaz did the shidduch with Rus, he had to darshan amayni v'lay amayinus. That amayinus, even though it says lo yaveh amayni v'kal Hashem, but a nekeva a woman from Amoinis is mutter. Moavi v'lo ma'avis. She was pashas on ma'avis. Sak upon him. So he had to dash his drasha, and therefore he wanted everyone to know about it. Therefore, he needed a minion to mefarsim it. This sak adat lebracha, because if it was for bracha, so why does it say asar anoshim zikne ir? You need dafka old people to make a minion. The dafka is kainim. Lo sak lavs kainim. Teretz says you needed zikainim. So you needed zikainim to make the. I was very attached to Faris and Milsa. You need really to make the psak. You need like a bezdin of zikainim in order to make the psak. A minus. You needed the bezdin. Probably means more. You need a bezdin of zikni yeshal. That's you need 10 people in order to make the psak. A minus. So he's saying it's not minyan for shav brachas because it's a minus. The raya is because it says zikainim, and it means you need dayanim. V'idach isak dach midrash. Lo yisagi lav asara? He says, no. If you need a drasha, you need zikayim for a drasha, you need 10 for that? You need a bezdin, you need 10? So Moshe says, yeah, in the fesumi milsa, like we spoke about, you need a fesumi milsa. The only shmuel, the rav chana bagdasa, the gavi something else, puk for icy li abe asara, bring me 10 people, the eim luch ba'am paya, I'll say in front of you, hamazakul uber kana. I'm going to say in front of them, this halacha, hamazakul uber kana. We had this in Yivamis, if it sounds familiar. That if someone's mazaka something to an Uber, it works. Even though the Uber is not alive yet. It was the gay, like Truma, like Abi Arusha, like Abi Truma there. But he said, bring a whole group of people. I want to tell them mazaka the Uber kana. So you see, you want them to fast or something, you gather 10 people. Grad of Hilchasam, mazaka the Uber like kana, not kana. But let's just recap. The Gemara says that the pasuk by Baya says 10. So it says, that's a Ryan, he's Shavrach. He says, no, it's not Shavrach. It's order to paskin Amayiv Le Amayinis. And that's why he needs kingdom because you have to keep psaks. Mara asks, why do you need 10 people for that? Mara says, yeah, the Fersumi Milsa, to make it, everyone should hear about it. So should be fine by Rav Shmuel, who wants to say a memra, he gathered 10 people in order to publicize that memra. Zog to Gemara Vayit, Tara Rabbana, Mevorchim Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim. You make the Birchas Chasanim, which is Birchas of Shavu Brachas, where do you do it? The Beis Chasanim. So there's two ways to learn. Rashlin's Beis Chasanim means that when do you make the bracha? When you go l'chuppah. When you go into the chuppah, you don't make the bracha b'shas erisin, you make it b'shas asuin. Like we do, after the chuppah, we make the brachas of shav brachas under the chuppah, we make it b'beis chasanim means the zman of the chuppah. That's what Rashi learns. The Rambam learns, it means dafka in the Beis Chasanim. It has to be the chasan's house. If you make what we call shav brachas, make a suda in someone else's house, not the chassan's house, it could be for the Rambam, there would not be a din of shav brachas. Rabbi Yehuda, amen, af beis ha'erisim mevaruch ma'isa, which sounds more like Rashi's pshat a little bit, that even beis ha'erisim you make the bracha, means even after erisim you already make shav brachas. Oma Abaya, that Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is dafka be Yehuda shanu, preshev siyached ima. In Yehuda they had a minute. After the erisim before nesuin, they did yichud. Why? They wanted to get comfortable with each other in order that they should be able to have the first bia, the bia's mitzvah. So we want them to get comfortable to be liba gaspa, like that's the lashon of the Gemara and other places, liba gaspa. Therefore, they were mesiachid. Since they were mesiachid, sometimes they landed up coming to bia. And the halacha is that a kala beloy bracha is aser lebayla kenida. So therefore, we want them to have a bracha in order that if they come to bia, it shouldn't be aser. That's why that's halacha. Like Taisa speaks out, like we just spoke out. The Amri Taisa the Masav Rehuda. The Amri Kala Bracha Sura Lo Bala Knida. The Lefish Pa'am and Bala Shloim Shem Chupa. Oysim Bracha Matchil Gashir Kala Bracha. Sometimes it comes to be, and therefore we want them to have the bracha, and then we make a bracha of Shas Erisin already. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Talking about in Yehuda, where that was the minig there, that the Mesiach Rima. Tiny Yidach, not a Brysom. Mavarcha Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim, Birchas Erisin, Beis Erisin. You make a Birchas Chasanim, Beis Chasanim, Shav Brachas. But Erisin has its own bracha. Birchas Erisin, Beis Erisin, Beis Shasta Erisin, make a different bracha. Birchas Erisin, Mavarcha. We make a Brachas Erisin these days. What is that bracha? Ravim bar Rav Adav, Rav Rav Adav, Tavayim, Mishmeid, Rav Yehuda Amri. They both say, Mishmeid, Rav Yehuda, what's the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem, Lekin Melech Elam. Asher Kedishonu, Mishayit, Vitzivonu, Al Harayis. That Hashem commanded us on the Isser of Arayas, for also known as Arusais, and part of the Isser Arayas was that he asked the Arusais. Rashi speaks out, it's the Rabbanan Degi Isser, it's part of the Isser of Yichra and Pnuya, and Arusa also is Asser until Shekhanis the Chuppah, and you need a Bracha also, like Kalabe Bracha Asur Baila Kanida. That's part of what it says, for also known as Arusais, all included into that. The Hitilonas and Asur is the Chuppah of the Kedushin, and Hashem was matan in the suah. He said the chuppah v'kedushin. It's like a ara chuppah v'kedushin. It's first kedushin and chuppah. So the first to speak out, because you want the word chuppah next to the word nesuah, they have to say it that way. And that was the bracha. Rav Acha b'rei the Rav Masai bo Mishmei the Rav Yehuda. Baruch Atah Hashem. We end off v'kadesh Yisrael like the chuppah v'kedushin. And I was at a chasen last night. It said v'kadesh amo Yisrael. The chuppah of kedushin. That's the meaning. That's what we say. We add extra words there. Am Yisrael. If you look up the Gemara, you don't use the Gemara when you make the bracha because you have to put in that extra word. Am Yisrael. The chuppah of kedushin. Oh, mandlechasim. So the first mandlechasim wasn't chayis. Didn't say baruch Hashem kadosh Yisrael. The chuppah of kedushin. So mandlechasim mid to have a birchas peris. A birchas mitzvah. Look at the birchas peris, birchas mitzvah. What do you say? Baruch Hashem akem rechlam shakon libevare. You don't say a chasima. One was chaysim, it's like kiddush. By kiddush, you end off something. So here also, you end off kiddush. By kiddush is a hefsik. You say something else in between kihu, tchil, and kiddush. So you say something else. This is what you need a chasima. But here, you don't have something else. So why do you have a chasima? So Rashi says, since there's a lashon kedusha over here, it says kedushin. So since lashon kedushin, so it's similar to kiddush. Kiddush has a chasima also. Zok taisis, I don't like that pshat. That's ain't a nira. He doesn't like that. It's not the same word. Kedusha, he doesn't like that. Taisa different pshat. Taisa the Maskoman says that peiros don't have such a big arichas like this. So the shayla is like this. How do you compare it to? Do you compare it to kiddush, which has arichas and therefore yichasim bay? Or is it similar? Is it not so long like kiddush? It's more similar to a berachas mitzvah, a berachas peiros that you don't have a chasima. That's the shayla. If you make a chasima, but the beginning part of the show is the bracha that a tzivana arayis, a rusa, hitlon as a nusu, dechov v'kedushin. Shayla is if you say baruch atah Hashem. That's machlekes, and we pass in itaka say baruch atah Hashem mekadesh ama Yisrael aydei chupa v'kedushin.